Hey everybody, Steve here, and time to do another podcast. It's been a while, it's been kind of crazy. It's January 30th, and I thought what might make sense here would be to do a little quick review of the NAMM show that we just came back from in Anaheim, California, the NAMM show for 2014, Winter NAMM. Fabulous show, always is, great fun, good chance to be in Anaheim for 4 days in the mid-70s instead of freezing in Chicago and in New York. Always a good show, always good to see people. A lot of interesting things this year, but not a lot of what I'd call tremendous innovation, but you can't innovate everything all the time. So there was still some really, really nice product there. There were some excellent things that I wanted to talk about, specifically to Johnny Craviato's booth. For those of you who know my passion for Craviato drums, that's fairly obvious. And they are truly the finest drums available anywhere in the world. There's nothing that can compare sonically to the handcrafted work that goes into steam bending those shells to make those incredible instruments. It's just a phenomenal labor of love and a passion, and they are truly the Ferrari of the drum world. They're wonderful. Johnny had some really interesting innovations this year. There is a limited edition Craviato AK black diamond snare, which is essentially a fully engraved snare, black nickel plated, 24 karat gold hardware with the shell made by Adrian Kirschler, the famous metal shell master in Italy. It's a phenomenal instrument, limited to 25 pieces worldwide through all of Craviato's dealers. I have an allocation of a few myself. Mine are already sold, but for those of you who want one, that's a fabulous, fabulous piece, very limited. Also, in 2014, being the 10th anniversary of Craviato, there are several other items. There is a small run of 20 drums in 5.5x14 and 20 drums in 6.5x14 in what's called ambrosia maple or wormy maple, which is a very, very beautifully figured wood. And that wood comes from the New York area around swamplands and wetlands. And there's actually a timber beetle that bores its way into that wood and carries with it a little fungus that creates the striations in the shell. So in these particular boards, they're beautiful because the striations vary from drum to drum, and these tiny little wormholes create sort of a natural venting system for the instrument. And being that it's a soft maple, the drum's got a very full, warm sound. So 20 drums in 5.5x14, 20 drums in 6.5x14, all carrying the 10th anniversary badge for Craviato. And those are available, again, through dealers worldwide. I have a few that were selected by me, and some of those are still for sale, and the remainder of the total 40 drums are available through other dealers as well. There's also some other interesting innovations at the show on the Craviato side. For the 10th anniversary, Johnny has what he's calling a Neapolitan kit, which is a triple-stacked solid shell kit with cherry, maple, and walnut. Double inlays, beautiful set. They'll be limited to 10 sets worldwide, 10th anniversary badge, and those sets are available from dealers, and the drums can be built out to the customer specifications in terms of the sizes and also in terms of the bearing edges, up to a maximum of 6 drums per customer order. The show kit that was at NAMM is coming to my New York store. It's a kit that I purchased for myself, a 9x13, 16x16, 16x18, 14x24, and a 6.5x14. So those of you who come to my New York store will be able to see that set there when you get in. There is also, for additionally this year that we're showing again, that we were showing at the New York store, we've had these examples there, and Johnny was showing it at the show, is his 2-in-1 design kit, which is a stacked solid set, which is a walnut for warmth and an ash for brighter edge sound, with a baseball bat on the walnut side and 45 degree edge on the ash side. And the 2-in-1 scenario allows you to then turn the set upside down and play the set 45 BB by mounting the floor tom leg brackets at the center of the drum and the bass drum spur brackets at the center of the drum, and no bracket per se on the small tom. You can flip those drums around. So if you want the warmer attack and the fuller sound of walnut on top with the ash with the 45 on the bottom to retain the resonance and articulation. You can play it that way, or flip the bass strum and the toms around and play them on the ash side first with the 45 edge for greater attack and a little bit more warmth on the resonance with the walnut side. Great innovation. The kit that was at the NAMM Show booth is in our store. It's on its way to our store. Beautiful set. Also, too, Johnny introduced something, I should say reintroduced something, that he had done in the past called a tonal balance set. And the tonal balance set is basically, again, solid shell drums, steam bent solid shell drums like Johnny always offers, but in shallower depths for the toms. So if you've got a 10-inch tom, it's 5 inches deep. A 12 is 6 inches deep. A 14 is 7 inches deep. A 15 is 8 inches deep, as an example. And these drums provide all of the sonic qualities of solid shells, but with that shallower depth, they respond a little more quickly. They're great sets for a recording studio, great sets for gigging in a small, tight venue. They sound really fabulous, and they're really, really innovative and very cool. Great in a studio. Fabulous in a studio. So we'll have one of those sets in the New York store, and those are great, great drums. You can order them in any wood at all, any wood type that Johnny orders at all. So you can also get an entire set or just get a couple of drums as add-ons to an existing set. It's a very, very cool idea. A lot of great things happening there. So that's just some of the highlights. One of the last highlights I'll talk about on the Craviato side was the Vintage Poplar series. And this is a great series. This is designed as 9x13, 16x16, 14x22, 6.5x14. Those are the sizes, and it's limited to silver sparkle lacquer, red sparkle lacquer, and champagne sparkle lacquer. The edges on these are baseball bat top and bottom, with a vintage build option that uses a rail consulate, also vintage T-rods, and vintage double-flanged rims, if you like. The point of this series is to have more limited sizes, but a more easily replicable custom set, if you will, and also to zero in on a sweet spot, that vintage sound sweet spot associated with the drums of the 50s and the 60s, where they were larger sizes, medium to low tuning ranges, big, fat, warm sound. That baseball bat edge top and bottom is ideally suited to those sizes, and as a result, the sound is incredibly warm and fat and full. Really remarkable. So those are some of the highlights from the Craviato booth. There were some other terrific highlights there as well, but I wanted to specifically give you the update on the Craviato side of things and hope that you'll get a chance to check on our website for some of the items we've got, maxwelldrums.com. And, of course, stay tuned. We'll have more podcasts. This one a little bit different than usual, but I did want to give you a little recap of what I thought were Johnny's best items at the NAMM Show 2014. Again, get to us on the web. And let us know what you think of the podcast and what else we can do to bring you more information that you'd like to hear. Thanks.